Hi there, this is Emmanuel for the Roundup Help Team on a recorded line. Hello there.
Hi, my name's
Yes.
Tesla. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the line ready for transfer. His name is Gregory Schuler, and that's Schuler. Are you ready for him?
Absolutely. Hi, Greg. Can you hear me
Hey, how
okay?
are you?
I am well, thank
I can
you.
hear you fine.
I'm Emmanuel here on a recorded line, so I understand you're looking to see if you can participate in the settlement, right?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to
No.
attest. Okay. Thank you. Now, was it yourself that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or was it a family member?
No, it's me.
Very sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype that you were diagnosed with?
Yeah, I believe it was B cell.
Okay, diffuse large B cell. Let me click that, and that's the only one you've had, right?
Yeah, B cell lymphoma, yep.
And then, what date were you diagnosed?
13th, April 13th, 2020. Lymph node, my lymph nodes.
So 4/13/2020, and then were you mostly using it for your home residentially or commercially for work or both?
No, my home, my
Sure.
home.
And then give me the address where you had the most exposure to the product.
I mean, I used it for 6 years and I was at a couple different addresses, to be honest.
Yeah, just one where you used it, most of those 6 years. I don't know if there was one place where you used it like 4 or 3 or,
Yeah, no, it's okay. It would have been Phoenix, Arizona, and it would have been 2443 East Cathedral Rock Drive, Phoenix, Arizona, 80504, or I can't remember that zip code.
You said Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah, Phoenix, Arizona, 2443 East
Eight
Cathedral Rock
five oh
Drive.
four eight, right? Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, 850, there you go, 85048, yep.
Oh, cool. So are you in Arizona right now?
No, I'm in Vegas now.
Oh, cool. I spoke to someone from there earlier. It's getting chilly for you guys now, right? From what I was told.
Yeah, well, it's not so much that, I mean, it's chilly, but what makes it even worse is the wind. The wind is what really is bone chilling. So that when the wind chill hits, then it's really cold.
Oh, got it. Yeah, we're getting some wind, but it's warm wind, but they're high gusts. I'm almost 200 pounds. I was walking on my break and nearly fell over. That's how strong the gust was. But real quick,
Really?
this next question is asking if anybody else in those households that you were with, did they end up getting sick? Any friends, family, or neighbors, or not really?
Nope.
Okay. And then how old were you when you got diagnosed?
I was 35.
35, okay. And then you said you used it for 6 years, so you definitely would have used it for at least 10 days, and then one of those years would have been before you were diagnosed. Does that sound right?
I'm sorry, I say that again.
So I know you used it for six, and my apologies because some of these questions are a little redundant, but you mentioned that you used it for 6 years, so that means you would have used it for at least 10 days in those 6 years, and then one of those years would have been
Oh.
before you were diagnosed, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I used it once a month for 6 years.
Okay, perfect. So 12 times a year. Times 6 years, got it. And then this next question asks if you're a US citizen.
Yes.
And then I'm going to go through a list of other ailments. I'm going to put no unless you stop me and say that you have one of these ailments currently. And the list starts with hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV/AIDS, autoimmune disease, organ transplant, diabetes mellitus, rheumatoid arthritis, Epstein-Barr, lupus, other cancers requiring chemotherapy. No to all those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then do you have family history of cancer or not really?
No.
All right, and then let me put this here. And then I have you as GREGORY SCHUELER. So Gregory Schuler. And then should I put a middle initial?
Middle name, Paul.
Paul?
Yeah, Paul.
Perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for the recording?
A male.
Thank you. And then are you currently married or unmarried?
I'm currently married.
Okay. And then how did you first make the connection that the Roundup got you sick? Like, what sort of made it click for you? Did you see something online? Did you see something on TV? Did you read an article? Were you advised by a medical professional?
Yeah, no, it was on the commercials. It was in the commercials, and that's how I found. I mean, that's how I put two and two together.
Sure. And then around what time would you have seen that information on the TV?
I don't even know. Like around, I you know, to be honest with you, I couldn't even tell you. I just know that I seen it.
Was it more recently that you saw that, or was it a little further back?
No, it was a while ago. No, it was a further back. It was a while ago.
Okay, so maybe
a long
we
time ago.
Like shortly after you were diagnosed, or maybe like a year later.
You know, hold on, let me think about that for a second, because
sure.
I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I can't even, to be honest with you, that's a question that I just,
Okay.
I mean,
you can just tell me any date. It's required that I put
Yeah, I
one.
Just don't want to tell you a date that's, I just don't want to, tell you a date that I don't, you know, that screws up. Let me just think real quick, because I know that when I was going to the doctor, it had something to do with, let me see.
And there's no wrong answer. I mean, you literally could have been watching TV last night and then you said, oh, that's the reason I got sick. Let me call in. Or it could have been a year ago or you know, a few months after you got diagnosed. There is no wrong answer.
Right. Yeah, no, I know it was after I was diagnosed. I know it was well after. I just can't tell you exactly when it was, but I know it was way after.
Way after. Okay. So what have we put April of 21 as a placeholder date, at least? Would that be okay?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess so.
Okay. And then.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
fine.
We'll put 4/1/21 as a placeholder date. If you want to change that later on, we can, but it's not, you know, not super important. This next section asks for your height
and
weight.
It was right about the time I went to the doctor. Sorry,
okay.
It was right around the time I went to the doctor.
So
that works.
Let's put maybe 4/30 of 2020 then, just at the end of that month. Does that sound more accurate then?
Yeah, that works. That
okay.
works. That works.
And then give me your height and then weight.
I'm 5'11". 175 pounds.
Oh man, that's what I'm trying to get to. I'm the same height, and I'm like close to 200 right now, so I'm way over.
Well, if you got some muscle going, then 200 is not a bad number.
If a big belly is muscle, then I'm the strongest person you've ever seen. But then,
that's awesome. Well,
and then I have 702-300-5707 as your cell phone. Is that right?
Correct. Hey, just so you know, man, you got to keep your shed. You got to keep a shed over a good tool. Remember that.
Thank you. and then, is the best email for you still going to be pschuler07@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. And then. This next section asks for your spouse's name.
Sarah.
With an H at the end or no
Elizabeth?
H?
Elizabeth. No H.
Sarah Elizabeth.
And then same last name.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you. S-C-H-U-L-E-R. And then should we make her as your emergency contact?
You know, I don't care. That's fine. You can.
Okay. What's the phone number?
702-287-4102.
4102. And then we would have permission to contact her if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period of time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let me put that in here. And then let me go to the next section here. Let me go to it. It's loading up. Okay, so you already, we said once a month, so 12 times a year for the 6 years, so 72. And then you already confirmed that you used it for at least a year before you got sick. And then I take it that you would have stopped using it in April of 2020 when you got sick. Is that correct?
That's exactly right, April 2020.
Okay.
Because of my symptoms.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then we were going to put, so 6 years would be 2014, so you would have started using it in 2014 if I did the math right.
January of 2014.
Okay, perfect. That's what I put. And then when you applied it, did you normally concentrate and mix it yourself and then spray it, or did you get the pre-mixed?
I did the concentrate
container?
And then the spray bottle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So residential use would mix the concentrate and spray it with a spray bottle. And then approximately how big was the yard that you worked on roughly?
I don't know. I would say probably 40 feet by 20 feet.
Okay. That's a very good estimate.
And then 20 feet by 10 feet. Front and back.
And then 10 by 20. Perfect. And did you wear any protective gear while spraying?
I did not. I didn't know that it was harmful.
Sure. I mean, most people didn't, and that's why they got sick.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely a learning curve for me. Damn near cost me my life.
Yeah, it's scary. And I'll put Arizona is where you use it the most, you would say?
Yeah, that and then Las Vegas, but mostly Arizona.
Okay. It only lets me click one, so I'll put Arizona.
Okay, that's fine. What state you're in doesn't matter, right? I mean, it doesn't matter if I'm in a different state now.
Correct, right. It wouldn't matter.
Okay.
But you had direct, you were the one directly spraying the product, right?
Yeah, but, you know, the thing of it is that, you know what? I'm all screwed up here. You got to change that address. I got it mixed up here. It was actually in Las Vegas.
Okay, so let me do this here then.
Yeah, I screwed up. I totally messed that up. So
okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me just put in Las Vegas, Nevada.
The address is 10005. Village Walk.
Right.
Village Walk Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89149.
Okay. And then I'll add that address. I'll replace it with the Arizona one. Let me.
Yeah. The Arizona one was not. Yeah, that's not the right one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I went there prior to that.
No, that's fine. That's absolutely okay. And then let me go to the next section here. And are you on well or city water?
City water.
Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange, or no?
No.
Okay, let me put no there. And then let this other section load. 1 second. And you already said it was concentrate, so I'm going to click that button. And when you got the roundup,
yeah.
Was it normally, did you get it at like a big box store like Home Depot?
I got it at Home Depot, and yeah.
And obviously it's been a few years since you last used the product, but do you still have any receipts or any empty containers, or not really?
No way,
No? Okay. And then, have you ever been a smoker?
What's that?
Have you ever
no.
been a smoker? No? Okay. And then, are you currently
no.
employed, self-employed, on a fixed income, or unemployed?
I'm unemployed at the moment.
Okay. And did you ever lose any time from work because of any treatments?
Yes, for sure.
About how long would you say, in weeks or months, that you think you missed?
Well, I mean, I was on a 3-month cycle of chemo. And so I would say over the course of the whole entire deal, I would say I probably lost, 6 months of work at least.
Okay, perfect. Let me write that down. And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
And then have you ever been involved in other lawsuits, filed for disability or workers' comp, or filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And then other than minor traffic offenses, like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
No, okay. And then what is the hospital that diagnosed you?
St. Rose.
St. Rose Hospital in Las Vegas, right?
St. Rose Dominican Hospital.
Sure, Dignity Health.
You need
St.
the address?
Rose, it's the one on Warm Spring Road?
Warm Springs Road, correct, yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big hospital. I have it here, so let me put it in. And then...
Yeah,
you
stayed there for about 8 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And do you recall your doctor's name?
Yes, my oncologist was, hold on, it's Dr. Henry, and his last name, I can't pronounce it, but it's IGID.
Henry Igid, okay. Let me put that there. And then bear with me here, let me type this in there also. And either yourself or the doctor of the facility would have medical records, right?
Yes, correct.
And then you said you did chemo. Do you recall the date that the treatment started?
Yeah, I was hospitalized. Let's see. What dates were these? Give me a second here. I got to think about this now.
Okay.
April 17th, 2020. That's when I started my treatment.
Sure. Okay, let me type that in there. And then give me your current mailing address.
7713 Turtle Haven Court, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89149.
Alrighty, and then we're just about done here. Let me put in this here. It's just going to load up, and it's going to take us to the HIPAA medical compliance section, which will just allow the firm to retrieve your record. So it's loading up here. And then just your date of birth.
3/7/85.
3/7/85, and then the last four of your social.
9/4/5/3.
Okay, I'm going to send you an automated text message from DocuSign for an e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on what to tap next. But obviously, you're on the younger side, and so you should be pretty tech savvy.
I just need to do the. I just need to follow through with the DocuSign, right?
Right, and it's
authorization.
Correct, exactly. Sign
yeah,
off, saying we can collect your.
Absolutely. I got it right now.
Okay, good. So
I'll document it real quick.
Alrighty, I'll stand by here. And like I said, if you get stuck, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best.
Yeah, I'm okay. I got this.
Are you a football fan?
I'm most definitely a football fan.
So I know that the Raiders are in Vegas now, but you were living in Arizona. That's the Cardinals. So who's your team?
Well, I was born and raised in Vegas, so Raiders is my team because I have to be loyal to my birth state. You know what I mean?
I respect
that. So
that's
where I'm at with that.
That's why I'm a Rams fan.
But before that, yeah, okay. Well, L.A., there you go. Well, before that, though, I was hold on. Draw my initials. Okay. Let me just pull over real quick.
Sure.
It's kind of hard to do while I'm driving.
Oh, I didn't even know you were driving. You have really good Bluetooth.
No worries,
I can usually tell when someone's driving.
Yeah, no worries. I'm doing, like you said, I'm 39, so I'm not at that spot yet where my eyes are bad, but my hand-eye coordination's pretty good. All right, so I think I got it here. Here we go. All right. So I just did that, and it says access TAC, track and store all your documents.
Nope,
get started.
You're all
do I
set.
Need to do that?
You don't need to create an account with DocuSign. You're all set. In about 2 or so weeks,
okay.
The firm will call you directly just to introduce themselves and then verify the information, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. You're also going to have a copy of the completed document in your email in case you need it for your records for whatever reason. And so you're
Perfect.
Pretty much set. I just want to hear, before I let you go, who your team was before the Raiders moved into town.
You know what? Before the Raiders moved into town, I was actually a Saints fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, Drew Brees, he was, you know, he'll be in the Hall of Fame. So, not so hot
for
now.
Sure.
And the ironic thing is their quarterback used to be the Raiders quarterback. So that's.
Right. Exactly. Well, I know. You know, he, and I wish we still had him, to be honest, considering who we have now. You know.
I don't even know who are the Saints starting right now?
The Saints are starting. I thought the Saints are starting my old quarterback.
Carr.
What's his name?
Carr got injured, I thought. So I thought they were starting someone else.
Did he?
I'm not sure. I could be
Where
wrong.
Where did he get injured?
I thought he did. Let me look it up. Cuz if
but
he's
you know
not
who
injured
really
in there
what? Go ahead. If he's
well,
not
no,
injured,
go.
What?
Who,
oh, I was
who
gonna
you
say,
really
if
want?
You really want to know who I'm an LA Rams fan.
Let's go. Oh, you're just playing?
Let's go.
No, we sucked this season. But last season we didn't do very well. We had towards the backstretch we had a winning streak and we ended up making it to the playoffs. So I'm hoping that's the case now that Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua are both back to being healthy. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see. I don't have my hopes up, but you never know. But
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead, please.
Well, I was going to say, I first thought that this coach that, you know, I was all for it last year, you know, when the whole team was going for him and rooting for him and going on strike for him, you know. And I just don't know if he has the experience behind him to run the whole team. You know, I know he's offensive coach and that, but I don't know. But on the contrary, I don't know what they're doing, but they're getting rid of all these damn good players, you know, like our best receiver and our best, you know, running back and, you know, I don't know what they're doing. They should have went after a quarterback. So I don't know if it's the coach doing some of this or what, but man, our team sucks this year.
Well, the general manager is usually responsible for personnel, so he's the one drafting and keeping and removing players depending on the budget. Obviously, the head coach has a say in who they want to keep, but it's not his decision. But I get what you're saying. I definitely get what you're saying, and it might have been a premature move to make him head coach. But to be fair, I mean, what's his name? Your best defensive player? Shoot, what's his name? He got injured.
Oh yeah, I know. He got injured.
Yeah, didn't he? He got injured.
Did he? No. You're talking about the white guy with tattoos all over.
Yeah. Wasn't he injured?
Yeah. No. What the big conspiracy with him is they're talking about trading him, and I believe it was to the Rams or somebody.
God, please. I would love to get him. Are you joking? He's so good.
Yeah, man. I'm like, what the hell? Why can't I think of his name right now? I'm having a brain fart. God dang it.
I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, he's in like every single play.
He is the defense.
Literally.
He is the defense.
You're absolutely, yeah. You know who your mind is?
Max Crosby.
Is,
that's who it is.
Crosby. There you go.
Yeah.
And look at what they're saying behind it. I want to say that they're talking about trading him.
I saw a headline about that, and then they interviewed him, and he said that his team is the Raiders, and that's why he has them tatted up. He has a tattoo of the Raiders. So I don't think he would willingly want to be traded. It would come down to the general manager and making a trade decision. Obviously, his trade stock is high. He's he is their defense. He's a great defensive end. And with Aaron Donald retiring, he's probably the best defensive end right now, honestly. So his trade stock is huge. But I don't think he wants to willingly go. Ultimately, it wouldn't be his decision. But if the Rams get him, I wouldn't complain. I'll tell you that right now.
I want to say that that's who I heard, and I want to say it. I don't know if it was his decision, but I want to say there was something with the money was involved. They weren't paying him what he should have been paid, or he asked for money that they not. I don't know the logistics. I just know that I heard that there's talk of it, and it really pissed me off because he does have tattoos of Raiders on him, and he's a Raider for life. And everyone, you know, he drove by everybody. You know, he was supposed to be everyone was supposed to be with him and that, with the other. And if he does leave, I'm going to be pissed because, you know, he was supposed to be a Raider for life. You know what I mean?
You got to move the money around for a player of that caliber. You got to get paid. Like, he has to get paid. Like, they got to move.
No, and that's true. Do you remember the Broncos had that defensive linebacker during the Super Bowl when they went to the Super Bowl?
Von Miller?
I forget his name. He had Von Miller, yes. He was the highest paid defensive. Now this dude's as good, if not better, than Von Miller. And so you're right. He does have to get the money, right? I mean, the money's there.
I agree. They got to move money around for him. But, Greg, I've taken enough of your time. You're a cool dude. I'm going to try to get down to your weight. Obviously, I imagine you're pretty lean. You work out or no?
I kind of take it easy after that scare. You know, I kind of don't like, I do a little bit lightweights and stuff, but I'm still timid, you know, after everything that
I can't blame you. Right.
It's only been a couple years now. So like, I'm like, I don't run. I don't do anything that's crazy. I don't want to overexert myself. I keep getting scared that I'm going to get something that says I got to go, you know, a feeling or something that makes me want to go to the hospital and then be told that I have it again or something, you know?
No.
So I just,
oh, absolutely.
I'm totally like kind of timid about that. It scares me.
I don't blame you.
So I do very light. I do very light activity work, actually. Just, I'm happy to be alive and that shit out of my system at the moment. So really I'm just, yeah, but I have a little bit of a little belly on me too, you know? So, but I don't know. They say it's okay on guys.
Yeah, it's not that bad. But other than that, you're all set for the day. The weekend's coming up, so have a good weekend and enjoy the game on Sunday.
Cool. What should I expect? Again, I kind of missed that, I think, when
Yeah,
you
so
told me.
in about 2 or so weeks, the firm is going to call you directly just to introduce themselves. And then they're going to double check my
Okay.
work, make sure I didn't make any spelling errors or anything like that. And then they're going to tidy you up in their system. And then you'll get the information for the account manager that's going to be handling your case with the actual attorney. But that won't be for a couple
Okay.
weeks, depending on their workload.
And then this typically takes how long, roughly? Like a year, 2 years? What does it normally take?
Great question. So all our calls are monitored. I'm not an attorney, so I can't give you any timeline or payout amount. Otherwise, I'll get in trouble. But that's going to be a great question to ask as soon as you get a call from the firm directly. These types of settlements have already been paid out. And then, again, I can't give you a timeline for your case, but I have intakes that I've done have already paid out from like under a year ago or just slightly over a year ago. I can't guarantee that's going to be your case, but
Yeah,
should be
no,
one of
that's
your
fine.
first.
That was all I needed to know.
Okay. Well
Yeah,
then.
because I know that I'm. Yeah, because I know I know how things sometimes can go, and it's drawn out for years, you know.
Right. But the good thing is these are already paying out. But again, Greg, thank you for your time and have a good day there.
All right, you do the same. Thank you so much.